Dearly beloved, it certainly is a real joy to behold all the faces gathered here for this holy convocation. And some, the faces we haven't seen for a number of years, others are new to us, but above all, we know that it's a blessing to come together on this occasion to encourage one another along the lines of our Christian walk. And so in the name of our present reigning King, our Lord and Master, we greet all of the Lord's saints assembled at this holy convocation with fervent Christian love, and we trust that it will show. And how grand that we can be together for the next few days, away from our daily activities, from the hustle and bustle of our daily routine, whether it's in the business world or whatever other routine that we have, that we should come together to consider the lessons that our brethren on the program have prepared for us. The Lord's injunction for us is to come together often. Note Malachi 3:16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. You know, this scripture applies to you and to me and all of the brethren assembled here, that we should come together on every occasion, such as this, and to discuss these things which are so near and dear to our heart, particularly when we consider the great prospect that is before us. Have we ever considered what is in store for those who will be faithful to the Lord for these few moments that we are privileged to walk in the footsteps of our Lord? And though our brethren will be ministering to us on a platform, we as a convention body will be ministering to one another. Well, some may say, how is this possible? Through our fellowship, through our testimonies. There is a portion devoted on the program to our testimonies. Through our discussions, one with another, and through our words of encouragement. And this is how we can minister one to another, even as our dear brethren will be ministering to us from the platform itself. And now, what is the purpose for our coming together? Certainly, if we wanted to come together for a vacation spot, perhaps we might choose other places, but we feel that this far exceeds anything that we might find in a vacation spot anywhere in this world. And the purpose is very basic. To praise the name of our Heavenly Father. Isn't this what is in the depths and crevices of our heart? To build one another up in this holy faith. To encourage one another. To press on towards making our calling and election sure. So as we sit here pondering these lessons, this is why we're here. And realizing that the time is at the very best, very short. And that we need to gird up ourselves with all that our Heavenly Father has provided. He has provided this blessed time and this occasion for us, for our benefit, to keep us from falling and to develop in us the character likeness of our Lord and Master. Now, we want to draw attention to the convention theme text. We would like to have all of us be aware of it, which is from 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter and verse 7. And it reads, now, rather, the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. You know, as we have assembled here, we have Christ's robe of righteousness, do we not, covering us? And so we see each other from this standpoint, which is the way the Heavenly Father looks upon each and every one of us. Because of our own selves, we could not approach Him except it's through the merit of our Lord and Master and the gracious provisions of His ransom and the covering that He has provided for us. And as we have sung the convention theme hymn, and every time and on every occasion that we can sing this hymn, may we remember the title and all that is implied there, Boundless Grace. Dear friends, is there anything that we could provide in payment for the Heavenly Father for all that He has given to us? And yet, it's by grace that we have received these things as a gift from our Heavenly Father, from our Lord. So we would want to focus in and keep this matter before us. The convention theme hymn, which I'm sure our brethren who have prepared the lessons will keep in mind, and also the convention theme text and hymn as well combined. And may we continue to be reminded of the grace that has been provided by our Heavenly Father. And remember, the significance of grace is unmerited favor. I'm sure that our hearts in gratitude will continue to speak out what our Father has done for all of us. And now, recognizing the brevity of the time before us, we note in particular that there may not always be all of the brethren with us assembled, because some may find that they have, in the year before us, make their calling and election sure. And so we want to particularly focus in on the aspect that we need to do with all our might what our hands find to do in connection with making our calling and election sure and developing the Christ-like character. Though everything for our personal comfort should be provided, though all the lessons from the platform be clearly presented, and the purity of the doctrine upheld, yes, we do want to uphold the purity of the doctrine, yet, dearly beloved, unless the Spirit of the Lord prevails at this convention and fills our hearts, then our blessing in coming together would not have been realized. And we trust that we will receive the full blessing of our Lord, that we will be refreshed, that we will be built up in the faith and stimulated to continue the study of His Word, being careful of the doctrine and keeping it pure in harmony with that which was provided by that faithful and wise servant. And you know, we might offer a suggestion based on our personal experiences. We're not going to remember every thought in connection with every lesson that we have. But if we try to highlight and get the salient thoughts of the lessons that our brethren have prepared for us and take it home with us, we're sure that it will result in a blessing, because we cannot overcome the frailties that we have all inherited, and that is that as soon as we hear these points, they begin to leave us. And after a period of time, we may wonder whether we were in Salem at the convention or not. And it just shows the frailty that we have inherited. However, if we make note in particular of two or three points from each of the lessons and try to remember those, we're sure that they will follow with us. On the other hand, we do want to remember that we can take in our personal study on these points that we want to further explore. And so this is the full intent to encourage us to do so. And now, dearly beloved in the Lord, we welcome each and every one here with outstretched arms, with fervent Christian love. It's not just with Christian love, but with a fervency, with a burning zeal that is in each and every one of our hearts, that we may together rejoice in the few days before us. And that having done so, we will be richly blessed and receive the blessings and lessons of our holy convocation. We're reminded of the scripture in Matthew 24th chapter 28th verse, "For wheresoever the carcass is, there will be the eagles gathered together." And you know, the carcass is the body, which represents the spiritual food which we will be feeding on for the next few days. And again in Psalms 119th chapter verse 97, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." And lastly, 3 John 4th verse, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." And dearly beloved, this applies to all of us assembled here. And again, we extend to you a hearty welcome with fervent Christian love. And may we look forward to being a part of that grand convention, which is the bottom line in all of our Christian walk. When faithful, we will be privileged to enter in and to attend. And we do have love to the convention from the following: Brother Don and Jane and Sister Jane Connell, Brother Lawrence and Jean Kirkham, Sister Jean Kirkham, Sister Hattie Robinson, Brother and Sister Wilf and Berna McNee, Brother and Sister Charlie and Ruth Chambers, and we have a hymn that we will sing further in the service that's a favorite of Sister Berna McNee. So we bring you the love of those dear ones with us.